Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless as he talks to successful real estate professionals and asks them to share their best advice ever. From deal syndicators to wholesalers, flippers, property managers, pest inspectors, and everyone in between. It's the best ever advice and none of the fluff. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding Door Devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter Best Ever to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Nick Fluellen. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Doing well. Nick is, a little bit about Nick before he gets into his background. He's the senior director at Marcus & Millichap in Dallas. He's focused on buying and selling multifamily properties. He's successfully done 204, probably more than 204 transactions, totaling over $790 million in value. He's been ranked as a top producer in his Dallas office, and he's been recognized by D Magazine as a power broker. So really, really excited and fortunate to have Nick on the show today. So Nick, can you tell the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on right now?
Yeah, I mean, my primary business is brokering, you know, multifamily transactions. And so, you know, we do a lot of Class B and Class C assets, primarily in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We do occasionally go to some of the other markets, and major markets and secondary markets in Texas. And then, you know, I've been fortunate to invest with some clients of mine as well. And so I've done a handful of deals as a principal. And so, again, all multifamily deals.
How do you determine if you're going to invest with a client of yours?
You know, I mean, there's no, you know, I've got a couple of clients who I've done deals with, and it's not something that I'm actively necessarily looking to do. It's just kind of presented itself as an option. And, you know, I've got a couple of clients who I know well and whose interests are really aligned with mine. They like the same type of deals. They have the same way of thinking. And so, it's just worked out well. But you know, in general, I mean, my primary focus is really on, you know, helping my clients find deals that they like and, you know, giving them an opportunity to kind of achieve what their investment goals are.
You started at Marcus & Millichap in 2004 and we're in 2014, so 10 years later. How have you seen the environment shift based on, you know, your experience in multifamily?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting last couple years because, you know, I started when the market was very, very hot and got to enjoy that for a few years. And then we kind of had a recession and a downturn and things changed pretty dramatically. And now, you know, I guess you stick around long enough, you're going to go through multiple cycles. And now, you know, we've seen another run up and the market's even hotter now than it was, you know, in 04 and 05, 06. And so, you know, I think one of the primary differences is I think the fundamentals in our market now in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are stronger than they ever have been. And, you know, I think when you look back 10 years or 10 years ago when I was looking ahead 10 years, it's hard to really fully get your mind around inflation. You know, when you're starting in a business that's so driven by numbers and revenue and NOI. And I think what we've seen, if you went back and looked at the same properties now, is in their performance now relative to what it was in 2004 rather, the rents are considerably higher and values are considerably higher in this upturn. So that's probably been the biggest difference. The fundamentals are better. Values have certainly escalated. And debt's probably a little better this time around than it was in the last market that we experienced. It was similar to this. So, you know, overall, it's a great time to own multifamily. It's a great time to be buying multifamily. Competition's probably a little bit greater, but if you're able to win these deals, I think most people are pretty happy with what they have ended up with.
How do you win a deal and not pay too much for it in this environment, specifically in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Well, I think that's a great question. There's probably not an easy answer to that in the sense that, you know, most people, when they're awarded a deal, you know, they probably say, oh, my gosh, I got the deal. I must be paying too much. You know, I can't believe y'all chose me. I must be the high bidder. You know, most of the time you are the high bidder when you win a deal. There are occasions to where, you know, the terms dictate who's selected. And you know, by that I mean, you know, some people have the ability to close a deal without financing and can move more quickly, and some people will shorten their inspection period. And then certainly the most common thing that we're seeing right now for people who really want to win deals is they're willing to go non-refundable with their earnest money day one, meaning it's absolutely not contingent upon anything that they're going to find, you know, from the second they sign the contract. They don't buy the deal, they're going to lose that earnest money. So that's probably another key difference between now versus you know, the last peak in the previous cycle. You know, that the terms are more aggressive and there's a lot more of that non-refundable earnest money. So I think just presenting yourself in a manner that the seller kind of knows who they're dealing with, they see that you've done your due diligence, you know, to a large degree on the front end of the deal, and you've got your ducks in a row. I think that's the kind of buyer that sellers want to work with. And so to the extent that you can present all the work and effort and energy you've expended before the seller's made a decision, I think that really greatly impacts who the seller's going to choose more times than not.
You mentioned three really interesting ways of how to stand out, make your offer stand out. One, shortening the due diligence period. Two, paying cash. And three, having a non-refundable earnest money. With the shortened due diligence period, what are you finding is the typical due diligence period, and what are you finding would be of interest to a seller for a shortened period of time that stands out?
Yeah, I think historically, you know, 30-day due diligence period and then a 30-day finance contingency after that are, have just kind of been the typical rules of thumb. I think when you moving forward, you know, in the market now with how things have trended, that number's kind of come down to 21, you know, in many cases. And now on a really competitive deal, it's not unusual for us to see it be at 14 days or 10 days. You know, I think the 30-day due diligence period is just one of those things that people have just always offered and done because that's what the norm was. But I think if you really are hungry and want a deal, there's really not 30 days worth of work that needs to be done. I mean, you can go in and walk every unit in a matter of 2 days max, and you can go in and do a lease audit and, you know, half a day max. So, you know, certainly there might be things you find that you want a contractor to come look at, and, you know, you might want to have a roof guy out and a foundation guy out, and, you know, you might have some kind of specialist come out depending on what you find in your due diligence. But I think in general, most of the due diligence can be done. If you're ready to roll, I think you could get it done, you know, in a much quicker and shorter time frame.
So, Nick, based on your experience in multifamily, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Oh, wow. That's, you know, that's you know, I think so often people look at deals and they say, I'm going to pass on this one. I'm going to wait. I'm going to see if I can find this. I'm going to see if I can find a better deal. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to pass. I'm going to look at this next deal. I'm going to pass. I think so often, you know, if you can get in there, get your, you don't have to look for a home run or grand slam every time. I mean, you know, a double in this industry is better than a home run in you know, most alternative investments. And so I think the biggest mistake people can make is just, you know, analysis paralysis and not moving forward with a deal because they just think there might be something better. When in reality, you know, we've had, you know, as an example, we had a client that bought a deal, you know, last March that, you know, was not a very competitive deal. And they bought the deal thinking, hey, this is just a nice, good, steady cash flow deal. Well, what happened, you know, as the market continued to get better and they got a good manager in there is that they, you know, they ended up increasing the revenue from, you know, upper 80 thousands a month on up to, you know, last month, I believe they collected about 108,000.
Wow.
So they've got a 20,000 a month difference in revenue. And then they also saw some ability to do some water conservation. So they had a pretty significant bump. You know, I mean, I think they took it from 140 down to about 75,000. So when you factor those two things into the mix, you know, they were able to increase the NOI by almost $300,000. On a deal that most people, you know, looked at and just didn't really see much opportunity there. So I think, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with getting a deal that you can make a good solid 10 or 12% cash on cash return and really focus on operating efficiently. And I would just encourage people to get in there. If you're looking to do your first deal, I'd say get in there and do a deal. You don't need to do, you know, a deal for the sake of doing a deal, but I would just be cautious not to continue to turn deals down because you feel like there's something better out there, because many times you know, you can get in and improve most deals if you're really focused on the operations and have the right team in place. And the first deal is the hardest, but after that, you know, you start getting a track record and brokers, you know, when you own something, you know, you start popping up on other brokers' radar and all of a sudden you start seeing a lot more deals, you know, because now you're in the market and you're in the mix and you've shown the capability of getting a deal to the finish line. That once you have that a track record and you, once you have a deal on there, it's never going to be taken off of there. So, you know, just get that deal done and get on the radar of brokers. And I think you'll start seeing a lot more opportunities.
With that case study example you mentioned, what's the cap rate for the area and over what period of time did that happen?
You know, so that deal was, you know, I brokered that deal and it closed in March of 2013, seed deal built in the early 1970s. And, you know, I think it was bought at the time at probably maybe an eight and three quarter cap rate, somewhere in that range. And, you know, it'll probably sell at a, because the market's improved and gotten hot, it'll probably sell at, you know, I would say probably somewhere close to an eight cap. But the difference is it's going to sell at an eight cap with an NOI that's $300,000 higher. So,
oh, yeah.
So there's, you know, the buyer's going to literally go from, you know, $4.2 million acquisition to something north of $6 million in, you know, 18 months, basically. So, or the seller, I should say. The guy that bought the deal from me, who's now the seller of the asset, is going to realize a very significant gain in a very short period of time.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am ready. Fire away.
Best ever book you've read?
You know, I would say Good to Great.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it?
I interned in college with the Southwestern Company, selling educational books door to door, and that was mentally grueling, physically grueling, you know, and
emotionally getting turned down all the time too, right?
That's right. You just you if you can do that, you can really do anything, and so made really every other job that I've done after that seem much easier maybe than it should have.
What'd you learn from it?
Oh man, you know, if you're gonna be in the sales industry, you know, hey, every no is one step closer to a yes, and you just got to stick with it. I mean, you know, you have to keep your goals in mind and be laser focused on them, and if you can do that, then eventually you'll achieve them. Most people will quit, you know, before if they're faced with rejection, most people will quit. And if you want to have results that are not typical of what most people are going to achieve, well, then you better be willing to do and work harder than most people will work, and be more diligent than most people will be, and all that. So yeah, I mean, I think that's the way I kind of approach it, and I think that's what I really took out of that.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Consistency. You know, not getting too high on the highs, not getting too low on the lows. You know, showing up every day ready to roll, and you know, not taking myself, I take my business very seriously, but I have fun doing it. You know, if you're going to spend a lot of your time doing something, you've got to figure out a way to maximize your enjoyment of what you're doing, and whether it's just really enjoying the people you work with, or you know, some of the characteristics of the job. And that's made all the difference in the world. And, you know, here I am 10 years, you know, later, the same company doing the exact same thing I was doing 10 years ago. And you know, I get fired up to go into the office every day just because I love what I'm doing.
Best ever deal you've done?
Oh, you know, as a principal, I mean, I've, you know, we've bought deals cheap, renovated them, sold them, for considerable, you know, gain in the marketplace, and you know, just as a small deal, you know, we've done some larger ones as well. But you know, I think just to relate to some more folks, just a deal that anybody could do is we bought a little 16-unit deal for $160,000. It was highly distressed and 35-40% occupied. We put about $110,000 into the deal. So we were all in for 270-ish, and sold it about 15 months later for, you know, for 535. So that was a big success story. And you know what, the guy that bought the deal is getting ready to sell it, and he's continued to you know, operate the deal very well, and he's about to sell it for, you know, 650 or something, you know, something like that. So he's continued to stay the course and improve operations. And just because you make a good deal that you're happy with as a seller doesn't mean that it's not a win for the buyer as well.
Nick, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Best place to reach me is in my office. You can find me here every day at 972-755-5214.
Well, thank you so much, Nick. And you know, with your background and your success in the DFW market, and also you know in the surrounding areas, it's great to hear from your perspective on acquisition and the success that can lead from a deal just by getting in the game and hitting that double and not focused on getting that home run right out of the gate.
Yeah. I thank you for having me on the show, and I would just encourage your listeners, and I'm sure you have, you know, the full spectrum of from very experienced investors to people looking to do their first deal. But you know, we would certainly love to help anyone, you know, kind of make the transition into to buying real estate. I have a group that is part of my team that kind of focuses on smaller assets. And so they focus on kind of the first-time buyers and walking them through that process from point A to point Z. And then, you know, certainly we work on larger, you know, transactions as well. So, you know, I really appreciate the time and thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon, Nick.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.